Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, another special episode of Spin the Rally Pod here for you. Hello, I'm Lisa O'Sullivan, and Dirtfish senior staff writer David Evans has been busy again, this time catching up with the reigning WRC champion driver Oit Tanak. Now, life in lockdown has left all of us in limbo, inventing things to keep us motivated, sane, and gainfully employed for now. It is, of course, a little more tricky for top-level rally drivers to work from home. So David started out by asking Oit if he's managing to keep fit during the shutdown.
Well, I believe we go quite well. I really don't have any need to go out. I have every necessary tool to manage myself at home. Outside, I have enough pace and space, and also I have training stuff. So yes, overall, no worries.
Yeah, we've seen quite a lot of drivers turn to kind of sim racing, and we talked a little bit about this last week. Have you been tempted to do any of these competitions? Get involved in any of the championships that we've got going on?
To be honest, from one side, it's definitely not really too real, like to practice anything or compare to actual driving. So I would say it's not really necessary to do sim racing. I don't know, maybe for circuit drivers, but for rally drivers, it really doesn't give anything. So I'm not really, let's say, spending or also not able to spend too much time for this. So normally I'm still busy enough during the days.
Yeah, we saw some stuff from Danny Sordo saying that he would like to talk to his fellow drivers a little bit more. He's missed talking to people. Is that something you've missed?
Yeah, we've been in touch a bit, but of course you miss the family from the service park, and yeah, there are many people you'd like to see, and start working again. Hopefully it happens soon, but so far it's been a long break.
Yes. Now, looking just at your time so far at Hyundai season, how do you feel you're settling into Hyundai and the team?
Of course, the time into a new team has been strange. We've done a couple of tests, but then all the events have been like cut off for us. They've been shortened and all kind of strange. So overall, I would say it's like to manage with the team and to know the people. It's been quite good. The team is professional. I guess they've had new drivers before as well, but for sure they've been working very hard for myself to make it as easy as possible. And generally, I'm definitely looking forward. I mean, there have been many new things coming, and they've been really open for drivers' feedback. So I would say this is definitely something that makes a team very strong. If they are happy to give a driver whatever they want to make them feel comfortable.
Yes. Yeah, and your relationship already is clearly very strong with Andrea Adamo. He is a very different team principal to Tommy Mäkinen. How do you feel you're settling in with Andrea?
He's a very straightforward person, of course. It's easy to speak to him. It's always yes and no, so you know what is possible and what is not. Anyway, I believe the way he's working is easy to understand, and for sure what you see in front of camera and what is actually behind the camera, normally these are different things, but he's a good guy, he's doing a good job, and I believe he's managing his people very well.
And so far, Oit, has it been more yes than no for you?
He always tries to make us happy. He always wants to win. So that's something we share. That's the same passion. And normally, of course, it's yes.
Yeah. Okay. Were you surprised if we go back to Spain last year when the news broke that you were leaving Toyota? It was a huge story. And it almost overshadowed a little bit the fact that you won the championship. Were you surprised at the time just how big the news was that you were leaving to go to Hyundai?
I would not say so. Of course, I felt myself quite strong in the old team, in the old car, and for sure it was a big decision. I felt it myself as well that it's going to be a decision with the big balls, and it was never going to be easy to make this choice, but in the end we did, and I'm very happy where I am.
What was the one point last year, like, where you thought, enough, now I'm going definitely Hyundai?
Of course there was, when I signed the contract, so that was the moment I was confident I was going. But I guess through the season it was always in between. In the beginning, also myself, I didn't know Adama so well, so I saw him only in TV and on some press conferences, but we never had too many personal conversations. But during the year we had a couple of dinners, and then we started to know each other more. I started to understand what is the, let's say, the principles and the targets for the team, and let's say I want to be part of this journey.
Yeah. Okay. If you were to look back to your early career, and we talked a little bit last week about 2013 when you were, you know, not in the car so much, what changed for Oit Tanak between 2013, 2012? And 2017, when you started to win rallies?
I would say, for sure, I got older. I had time to look back.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's something maybe what I needed. 2012, everything was happening fast. It was my first full season, so I guess I had quite many mistakes. I had maybe quite a bit of pressure on myself. Obviously, I was not able to handle it all. So, I was only able to do some good stage times, but never a good event. So, altogether, I guess it was a good time to back off, to take some time. Of course, it's never good to take a complete break from the championship. So, that was definitely not optimal, but okay, we had to do it.
Yeah. If you now, if the Oit Tanak that sits here today could talk to the Oit Tanak back, say, 2010 or 2011, and give him one piece of advice, what would you tell him to do?
I guess nothing happens. Nothing helps. So to really give any advice to young drivers, I'm not sure they are really listening. So some things you need to learn yourself. I was obviously not learning maybe too quickly, but anyway, rallying is complicated. There are so many different things happening. It's a long events, a lot to do, a lot to manage, a lot to understand. So it's never easy. It's a lot about the experience, and of course you need to be talented, but you also need to be able to learn quickly and take a lot of information. So obviously I was not able to do it at that moment. So maybe some things were happening a bit too quickly.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's the same with most drivers, isn't it? You know, it is very difficult to learn quickly. It's not like circuit racing, is it, this sport? You know, you can't go back to another circuit and do some more testing. You get one chance at these events every year.
Yeah, it's difficult to compare to a circuit. I guess they have their own difficulties there, but still, rallying really needs experience, and you need to know the places and you need to know where to go, and then you start to do setups, and then you need to manage hundreds of people and things like this. So it's a big job.
Yeah, absolutely. But then we went, obviously, to Poland. You know, Poland 15, 16, 17, you led there and showed such speed. Did you ever think that that first win wasn't going to come?
I would not say that it was not going to come, but it seemed to be difficult to get the first win, yes. I was definitely very disappointed that I couldn't get my first win in Poland. And in the end, I couldn't win Poland. I mean, this was one of my favorite events. It was a lot of fun there and so many people, and also a lot of people from Estonia. So it really was the favorite. But yeah, somehow we were a few times on the podium, and the last time we were fighting with Jerry, I crashed. So yeah, it was a sad end to this story.
But Poland was, I mean, now we look back on Poland and it was incredible, wasn't it? The speed that was in those roads was just phenomenal.
Yeah, they were really enjoyable, actually. But from the other side, they were also quite safe for drivers, because you were driving between the fields it was not really too risky. Yeah, of course, the spectators amount we had there was quite incredible. So that side needed some work, but from our side, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a couple of times, Oi, that we've had some really defining images from you. 2016, when Ogier picked you up and put you on his shoulders, how did that feel to kind of sense that camaraderie from another driver?
On that moment, I really didn't know Seb so well. Of course, he was a star driver and I was nobody. So I've said maybe hello to him before, but that was actually all. And that moment was, let's say, quite heartbreaking for myself. I was happy to take some space and breathe a bit. I was disappointed, like what happened some time ago. So yeah, it was kind of a surprise, to be honest.
And it's fair to say that you have become quite, well, good friends with Ogier. You know, when he moved into the M Sport team, nobody really knew how it was going to work. We'd seen quite a demanding Sebastian Ogier at Volkswagen, but things really clicked, didn't they, in 17 when you were with him and Alvin?
It was actually positive, and it was also a positive surprise. Yeah. Many people warned me that Seb is very difficult guy and he's doing some mental jobs and tricks and things like this. So it sounded quite scary, but in the end he came. he was a professional guy. Definitely one of the best teammates I've had. I believe we were working quite well together. We were working quite hard and in the end, he won the drivers and we won the manufacturer. So I believe we did a good job.
And I know, you know, from some of the messages that the team have shared with me that you've sent about Alvin, that, you know, you're quite a big fan of Alvin as well, aren't you? You know, you and he have worked through your careers and progressed together, haven't you? And is it nice to see him doing well now as well?
Yeah, of course. I know how hard he's working. Since 14, 15, we've been working together a lot. And there were moments we were testing together and we were sharing the car. So, yeah, we spent quite many hours in the forest to get ourselves going. And of course, it's good to see him doing well finally. So, of course, I don't wish him too well. I still need to beat him, but still, he's there, and for sure he has achieved what he's been dreaming. So, yeah, he's on the level now.
And I'm sure you remember as well, or I remember very well, you know, being kind of a naughty schoolboy and going into the headmaster's office with my friend for doing something wrong. Were there any times at M-Sport where Mr. Malcolm Wilson was the headmaster and you and Elvin were the naughty boys?
I really even don't know when I've been a good boy, so I guess I've always been this bad boy.
I'm sure. Now, if you had to describe yourself as a teammate, how would you say you are for your teammates?
I guess I'm quite open. Of course, I like to work a lot on the technical side. I always expect a lot from people, but as a teammate, I don't know. I'm definitely trying to do my own thing, but if a teammate needs help, I'm always there. And I'm happy to take the fight in the stage, as in the end we are, we are competing against the clock. So in a way, there is nothing personal.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Your focus when you're on an event is 100%. It's totally complete. There's sometimes frustration within the media that you get to the end of a stage and your answers can be quite short. Why is that?
I don't know why to spend useless time. So in one way, we do a lot of stages. I guess we do 20 and more stages, and end of every stage you get the question. And in some moment, if I need to be good, but also the people who are asking the questions, they need to be good. And if from stage to stage you have the same question, then I mean, why I need to do the story? They also need to make a story. So it's not only my job to think the story.
Is working with the media, is it a difficult part of the job? Is it something that, you know, a lot of drivers not struggle, but they don't enjoy that side when they're on event? You know, you're someone like Petter Solberg, loved it, and it was part of the story for him. But, you know, when you have a driver that is so locked down and committed and focused, it is hard, isn't it? It's a distraction.
I would say if the people are good you're talking to, or I mean if the media guy is good, it's easy to work with them, and it's actually enjoyable to work with them. You need to have the media, and you need to share the emotions, and you need to show your sport, and you need to make the people excited around you. But of course, if the guy from the other side asks you how are you or what do you feel and things like this, then how can you make a story out of this? But if the people know what they do, and if I have a plan, then of course things work differently.
Okay, I will remember never to ask you those two questions again. What's the ambition now? Oit Tanak, world champion. Where do you go from here? Is it the pursuit of Sebastian Loeb's 9 titles, Sebastian Ogier's 6, or what's the goal for you now?
These kind of numbers are never a goal. I guess the goal from now on is to maintain our level. Obviously, we won the title last year, so to maintain this, you still need to be quite perfect or even more. And every year, people are improving and developing, so we need to still do the same. And of course, we have a long break now, but still, we are working hard, and we hope to be much stronger when we come back compared where we were before. Luckily, we've seen all the surfaces now, so we have quite a lot of data, and we already know what to expect. So this year hopefully we can still do some more racing and fight back, and in some coming years we have also some new regulations coming, so again some more development work, some more technical stuff. So that's something I'm also quite keen to do and to work. So this I enjoy a lot as well.
Yeah. One thing we've discussed a lot here at Dirtfish in the office and with my colleagues, if we have no more rounds of the championship this year, if we are finished now because of coronavirus, should the first three rounds, should we have a champion? Should Sebastian Ogier be a champion after three rounds, or do we need some more competition to make the championship, do you think?
I guess in reality, I don't know how much champion you feel if you got the championship after three rallies. Obviously, it's not so much of a championship, but I mean, if it's not possible to run anymore, then there is nothing we can really do. And as Sebastian Ogier always, he's in the right place in the right time, so I would not be surprised.
Yeah. No, that's true. What do you think, Noah? I mean, you watch the news as much as anybody. Like, do you think Finland is possible? Would you happily go to Kenya now to compete in Safari Rally?
I guess at the moment, nobody really knows what is possible or what is happening. So I guess we just need to see and just really hope that it's going to calm down. Of course, from our side, we try to do everything possible, really, to stay away and hopefully this virus just dies and we can continue our lives. So for sure the life will be different, and in a way I believe it's been a good lesson for human beings, and I guess the life will be different, but still it's been in a good way, and really believe that we can make it work even if we need to go forward together with this virus. If we go in the right way, then we can manage it.
Yeah. Okay. Last question now. We are moving 5 years ahead of time, 10 years ahead of time now, Oit. Where do I find you? Are you a commentator? Are you working in the media? Are you a businessman? Or are you just Mr. Family Guy now?
Oh, I am definitely not working in the media. quite sure. And not sure I'm really a proper businessman. Of course, we need to do some business to survive. So this is part of the life. And I'm still going to be part of the sport. I've been always fan of this technical sport and motorsport generally. So I believe I will be involved.
A big thanks to the 2019 World Rally Champion Oit Tanak, who's been looking ahead to life after lockdown, along with Dirtfish.com's David Evans. Nice to hear Oit admit that, like me, advice to his younger self would probably be wasted, and that sometimes you just have to learn through experience. Well, that's it for now, but don't forget to check out Dirtfish.com for the very latest rally news and views, or subscribe to the podcast, and you can get some retro safari rally action in our very next edition.